You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another interesting podcast of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode 687. Hope you guys are having a great day. Glad you're hanging out with us. We always appreciate it.
Definitely do appreciate it. Also appreciate the support from our new sponsor, Energen. If you go to myenergen.com, you can check out the new Drone Max series of batteries. So if you got a place to charge, we always recommend Colorado Drone Chargers. But if you are oftentimes in places where you don't have a place to plug in a charger, then you're gonna wanna check out Energen. I've been using the Energen A40 battery and I've been able to charge 4 Phantom 4 Pro extended life batteries. Mm-hmm. It took about 25 to 30 minutes to charge 2 batteries, which I thought was really cool. That was really fast. And these batteries have been really awesome to have in the field, especially when I'm out filming golf courses and I need to charge where I have nowhere to plug in a charger.
Or on the lake and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, on the lake, it's great as well. You've got to check them out, guys. I mean, it is truly, it's one of the few things that I really love to use. I have no issue pumping on the podcast because I totally believe in their product. Just check them out, myenergen.com. That's myenergen.com. And check out the A40 battery. There's a lot of different batteries. They've got some new stuff even coming out that I'm really excited about that will essentially allow you to even power up your laptop and charge a battery.
Very cool.
I think that is very cool. Anyway, let's get to today's question. Well, it should be an interesting one. So hold on to your seats so we can fly by our pants.
Hello, Rob and Paul. This is Paul the Pirate. Arrgh! I have a simple and Spire 1 version 2.0. I just have the X3 camera, and I wanted to have 3D mapping in my repertoire for services provided with mapping, photogrammetry, building construction site modeling. But I don't know which application to use, either the Drone Deploy or the Pix 4D. I've used the Drone Deploy's free testing platform. It was okay. I liked it, but nothing to compare it to. I really wasn't sure if it was the best to use. I haven't tried the Pix 4D yet. Do you know if you can use Litchi to acquire the images and export them to Pix 4D as you can with Drone Deploy? I know you said that Pix 4D was prone to crashing, so I wasn't sure if you could just use another program and just export it to their server for processing. Can you give me a comparison as to which one is the best platform for post-production resolution, data acquisition for measurements, and ease of use for the pilot and especially for the customer? Thanks, guys. Looking forward to hearing the answer.
All right. Thank you for the question, Paul. Good to hear from you. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Mr. Pirate. And I don't know, you've used both of these, right?
I have. And it's a good question because a lot of cloud processing softwares have one common problem. If and a lot of people won't be familiar with this issue until they get into the super hyper detailed maps that you would need. I shouldn't even say maps, models. Super high detailed models that you would need to really work with construction sites and to work with anyone who's an inspector, architecture firms. If you're into gaming and creating models for gaming platforms, which yes, that is actually a really big deal. For example, there was a specific video game, I can't name it because I'll get in trouble, on the Xbox platform that has World War II style games. And actually, they used photogrammetry to recreate the scenes from World War II from all the old spy images taken from above. Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
So there is a lot of opportunity in modeling. And the reason I say modeling, guys, is because, you know, a lot of people get their panties in a wad when it comes to saying drone mapping because they're like, whoa, you need to be a surveyor. And it's like, unless you interpret the maps and disclose, you know, accuracy of the maps, or you know, get measurements of distances that are essentially geo-referenced. So you can't be giving people, you know, sight lines. You can't be giving people, what is it called, property lines. That has to be done by a surveyor. But you can absolutely create models. And as long as you don't, you know, every state is different, but as long as you don't do certain things, it's totally okay to do models. In fact, someone who thinks that they're my competition here, they recently called the New Mexico Surveying Board and said that we were making a bunch of drone maps. And I explained exactly what we were doing. And I mentioned the law. And she's like, well, I have no issue with you doing what you're doing. You know, if you were interpreting these maps and, you know, putting them on the globe and saying that this is this and this is that, then, yeah, you'd run into a problem. But all you'd have to do is have a surveyor sign off on it and you're good.
Which wouldn't be hard to get.
Not at all. So, you know, I say modeling because I'm just sick of people who are, what is it, backseat lawyers? What's the right
armchair
term here? Armchair lawyers. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that. and they're like, well, you need a surveying license. And I find it fascinating that it takes 10 years to get a surveying license, but it only takes 8 years to be a doctor. That's a little weird. Anyway.
Well, they are, you know, building bridges and things that people's lives are crossing over. I don't know. I'm just trying to look for the reasons
why it
would take a while.
Heart surgery and brain surgery sounds a little bit more difficult.
Direct comparison, you're correct. Just trying to suggest there are some important uses for surveying.
There are. I'm not trying to degrade surveying here. I'm just saying it just doesn't make sense to me. But maybe there are things that I'm not aware of and I don't know about, and I'll be the first to admit it. So
cool.
Anyway, back to drone modeling. The reason that cloud processing softwares suck and why I'm disappointed that other drone schools are teaching classes on drone deploy is because they fundamentally don't understand the limitations of drone deploy. I love drone deploy. It's great for client interaction. It's great for deliverables. It's great for doing volumetric measurements and whatnot, which again, I believe is something you do not need a surveyor's license to do, because if you're measuring stockpile consumption, I believe that that is not needed. Anyway, but drone deploy is great for stockpile consumption. It's a great thing. But what drone deploy cannot do, what SiteScan cannot do, what Pix4D cloud, keyword cloud, can't do is manual tie points. Why is that important? Well, if we do a nadir flight crosshatch mission, say at 60 degrees, 65 degrees, 70 degrees, and we're not getting all the detail in our facades, and we decide, maybe I should fly some orbits too. Now, there are probably 10 caveats to flying orbits of, if you don't know, they are in our upcoming intermediate mapping course, which needed some final editing to make sure it looked right and all the assets were there. I didn't want to release it with assets missing this time. So it is coming out, and I just want you guys to know that we want to put the most quality course out there. I've gone through other mapping courses, and this course has more detail than all of those, and I can guarantee that. So I'm really excited about that. But going back to manual tie points, let's say we want to get facades in our buildings. We want our maps to be as lifelike as possible, which again is another very difficult thing to even do with LiDAR. And if you're overlaying, say, an OBJ mesh onto our LiDAR, you still have a lot of issues in doing that. So we fly the crosshatch nadir mission, okay? We fly our orbit mission, and let's say that we want to tie those images together. Let's say that the orbits were done as half orbits around a particular type of building, like let's say a polygonal building, and you didn't do complete orbits, or you did the orbits in a way that you can't input the orbit images with the nadir missions, and you would have to process two separate missions and then tie them together. That's where cloud processing cannot do as of right now. Now, that may change in the future. Okay, that may change in the future, but manual tie points are quintessential to doing multiple or large-scale projects or complex buildings and complex structures and putting together nadir maps with orbits together to get the very best models possible. In fact, we've got Great example of this, the I Miss Ghost Town Ranch. You can check it out on our Sketchfab page. Perfect example, and that map is done almost entirely with orbits. So it's actually more orbits than it is a Nader mission. It was just a single Nader mission, not a crosshatching Nader mission, but tied together, it looks amazing.
Right.
So if you're working with drone deploy, you're limited in the quality of models that you can provide to the client. Now, I will say this, drone deploy does a very, 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 very good job at showcasing data to the client.
Which is really important.
It is really important because it's still kind of a touchy point with doing modeling. But now that you can download Autodesk Recap for free and give it to your client, and then if they want to use it in, say, Civil 3D, you put it into Recap first, then put it in Civil 3D, voila. That's kind of some more secret sauce there for you. just going into layers of depth here. The thing is that if you only use drone deploy, your competitive advantage is nothing. You have no competitive advantage because the quality of your models is going to be significantly less than someone who's doing multiple mapping missions, whether it's interior orbits, exterior orbits, and I'm talking about which way the camera's facing on the orbits. In addition to cross-hatching Nader missions and what angle of the camera and elevation of the camera that you choose, in addition to, well, what's the UV index for the day and what's the weather like for the day, because that has more to do with things than you'll ever believe. This is why, again, I love the unique H520 because of the low tonal contrast output in its JPEG images. It's amazing.
I just say what I'm hearing is a whole lot of reasons that people need to check out that mapping course.
Yeah.
There's a lot of detail. Everybody knows that, but man, there's a lot to this.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, if you don't get your acquisition plan right the first time, you're going to be going back out there and going back out there and going back out there and going back out there.
Which is easier said than done if you're going to a different city or something, obviously.
True.
It's not that simple.
And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I can just buy a drone and get drone deploy and do a modeling mission and voila. And it's like, I'm glad that you think that. Like, that is great. This is why I will steal all of your clients, because when they see my models versus your models, you're going to be wetting the bed at night. So, anyway, but it's true. If you deep dive into this stuff, there are layers and layers of information. I mean, this is why we're going to be patenting what we've done with stadiums, because no one's figured out how to do exactly what we figured out how to do. So, very excited about that. And, you know, going back to this, I would recommend, you know, Pix4D desktop software does have a 15-day free trial, and you can also use the Pix4D application. They just had an app update as of yesterday, and there is a lot more that goes into the app. I love the app. It's got one particular feature that no other application has, and that's in our mapping course as well, and you'll figure out why it's so important in the mapping course. The only thing I wish Pix4D Capture had, and from what I hear, it's on Android but not iOS, is doing bigger missions to be able to continue the mission. Mm-hmm. So in iOS, you're limited in the size of missions that you can do, which really made modeling the golf course quite difficult.
I bet. And that's something they've got to get fixed.
And supposedly, according to Pix4D, it's like in the pipeline. But my Android backup phone battery died. Like, literally, it won't recharge. So I didn't have that in Dallas, which would have been nice.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, Pix4D Capture, in my opinion, is by far the best. Now, I believe that you can upload your Pix4D projects into the cloud for client delivery, which is another great option. But I will say, what Drone Deploy has that other applications do not have, and actually it's something that SiteScan has as well, is a great form of delivery.
Mm-hmm.
But if your acquisition plan is not flawless, you will have many people chomping at the bit to take your work away, and they will take it away with ease. Why? Because the visualization of the models is going to be so much different that anyone who doesn't know a thing about modeling will easily be able to look at both models and say, that one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to think about marketing. You know, you for people who don't understand
quality. Yeah.
Yeah. For, you know, when you give your project to someone who's like a, you know, an engineer, an inspector, someone who works in BIM, someone who is in architecture and design, and they want to be able to do measurements, they're going to look at your models in Civil 3D, in Autodesk Recap, in Autodesk, and they're going to look at it one way. But the people who make the decisions above them are going to just want to see the visualizations of the models themselves. Mm-hmm. And when they see that, they're just going to be looking at it. They're not going to be taking measurements. They're not going to be, you know, looking at it with a fine-tooth comb.
It's got to be aesthetically pleasing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and what you're describing in terms of these sort of the lower quality versus the higher quality, it's not like it's a whole lot. It's not more expensive to get the higher quality. It's just understanding how to do it.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. There's a lot that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
And in our next class, so I've been saying advanced mapping, but we're actually going to be calling it intermediate mapping, because in our advanced mapping course, I'm hoping, and we're getting to test the vehicle on Monday, thanks to Rocky Mountain Unmanned Systems, but we're going to be testing the phase one mapping solution, which is a 100 megapixel M600 mapping solution.
And big dollar.
Big dollar. Big dollar make you holla. it's supposedly much better. We're going to be testing it because there's also a big caveat with how the images are processed before they are processed in a photogrammetry software like PhotoScan, like Pix4D. So
I'm really curious about that because it is a significant jump in cost.
It is,
and
but
so
you can also
better be
charge significantly more.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
So I would hope so. But that's part of what the test is going to determine, right? Is that legit?
It is. Yeah. And then the next test I want to do after that is, you know, everyone's talking about flying LiDAR, flying LiDAR. If, unless you spend $90,000 to $120,000 on a LiDAR unit, you can actually get better accuracy in photogrammetry. I know that's hard to believe for some people, but these Velodyne units, it starts with an R, I forget the name of the sensor, they only specced out to 2.5 to 3 centimeters, which is a significant gap in accuracy that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, unless you're flying a super high resolution LiDAR unit that's $100,000, and then let's say that your client wants to actually see color, then you're using photogrammetry. And it's just like there's still a big gap in the LiDAR industry on multi-rotors, in my opinion. I still think that there's a great opportunity for LiDAR on fixed-wing aircraft, but not rotorcraft.
Right.
I feel like I just talked way too much.
No, are you kidding? That's all great information. I think people are going to dig it.
I hope so. But yeah, guys, really check out our intermediate mapping class. Should be coming out soon. If you're a member, you'll have access to it for free. I actually, what I want to do, Rob, is I'd like to put together a form for the best mapping acquisition plan and give that away for free. And that way people can download that and they'll give us their email in exchange for that document. It should help you out. It'll be all the things that we've learned in getting into the deep dive of mapping. It should really help you out. And it should also help you out distinguish when is the right time to do multifaceted maps or multi-project maps and then use tie points to get much better detail in the facades and whatnot. And that way you'll also get instantaneous updates on when our mapping course does come out.
Right. Yeah. And we all know that a great plan is very valuable. Just put it that way.
True. It is very valuable. Well, if you'd like this information and more, check out thedroneu.com and become a member. And guys, I will say that you're going to absolutely love the Drone U community, the secret Facebook group that only you will have exclusive access to. So check it out. Just go to thedroneu.com. But that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name's Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.